More news stories now, including medical negligence payouts for Norfolk's NHS. And a new project aims to get people chatting on the buses. But first, a huge cannabis farm is discovered.
Three men have appeared in court after police raided houses in Cossey and Beaufort and found cannabis worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. Officers executed a warrant at a property in Middleton Crescent, Cossey, and found almost 600 plants with a street value of around £500,000. A police spokesman said the incident is believed to be linked to the discovery of more than 200 cannabis plants at an address in Braithwaite Close, Beaufort.
A parish council is developing a recreation and leisure plan to help a village on the outskirts of Norwich cope with an expected influx of new residents. Cringleford is set to double in population over the next 10 years due to a number of housing developments in the area. More than 1,000 new homes are currently under construction in and around the village, with large-scale developments at Newfound Farm and Roundhouse Way already underway. In total, around 1,700 new homes are expected in the next decade. To prepare, Cringleford Parish Council will be consulting current residents on a recreation and leisure plan for the village in order to make sure that newly created green space will be used for the benefit of the community. Parishioners will be able to have their say on the plans, which include new football pitches, a sports hall, a multi-use games area, play areas and allotments, among other things, when consultation opens in the spring. To help pay for the plan, a six-figure sum has been ring-fenced, including £198,269 of SIL money received in autumn 2019, along with more expected to come in 2020 and 2021. And £399,920.45 in commuted Section 106 funds from developers at Roundhouse Park.
They say you can take the man out of Norfolk, but you can't take Norfolk out of the man. And for Phil Turner, a 47-year-old from Galston who now lives in Sydney, this could not be more true. Since he moved to Australia in 2002 after meeting his wife, Avi, while working at the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games, Mr. Turner has added a Norfolk touch to Australia's streets. In his spare time, Mr. Turner, who is an award-winning talent acquisition and learning and development manager, renovates old homes and has named six of them Norwich. He said, "It's traditional for old heritage houses in Sydney to be named, so I always use Norwich, as it's a fine city, and I support the football club. I'm always promoting the city to Australians looking for a UK holiday. It's got so much history, such as the castle and cathedral." But despite promoting Norfolk overseas, Mr. Turner said he has rarely encountered people from the county in Australia. He said his fondest memory of the county was surfing in the North Sea opposite his parents' house in Galston. Mr. Turner added, "I was one of the first locals to take to the waves there. It's a lot different to the hot temperatures in Sydney and the blue oceans."
Major businesses in Norwich are joining forces to launch a new project with the aim of combating loneliness in the city. Social isolation is a growing epidemic in Norwich. In 2017, the city was among the worst in the UK for loneliness, while last year it was named as one of the unhappiest places in the country to live. In an attempt to combat this, Connect Bus has joined forces with the Norwich Together Alliance to bring people together through conversation while travelling. Chatty bus services will travel along Connect Bus routes 5A, 5B and 5C, which travel to and from Castle Meadow and through surrounding villages such as Sprowston, Wroxham and Blowfield Heath. Connect Bus says that a third of bus passengers say they deliberately catch the bus to have some form of social interaction, while two in three believe that the bus creates strong community ties. In order to help push these benefits onto more people in the city, volunteers from Aviva, Connect Bus and Age UK will take up the role of Chatty Bus Champions. It's just one area being explored to bring the local community together in a transport situation. Kate Price, Neighbourhoods and Community Enabling Manager at Norwich City Council, said, "We all need to get from place to place, and it's quite nice to have a natter while you're doing that. I think it will be brilliant."
A Norfolk woman has said she was bowled over when she was asked to become one of the Queen's chaplains. The Rev Canon Susanna Gunner, a diocesan advisor in spirituality and discipleship, has been announced as one of the monarch's chaplains. Miss Gunner said, "I am excited at the opportunities the appointment will offer. It will, for instance, be very stimulating to meet with the other 30-plus chaplains to the Queen from time to time, and a wonderful privilege to be invited to preach at the Chapel Royal on an annual basis. An honorary chaplain to the Queen is a member of the clergy within the United Kingdom who, through long and distinguished service, is appointed to minister to the monarch."
More than £4 million was paid out by the county's main NHS organisations due to medical negligence last year, new figures reveal. But the majority of Norfolk NHS services saw drastic decreases in the amount paid out in 2018-2019 after more than 100 successful claims. Hospital chiefs said any claims paid out are footed by litigation authority NHS resolution, not the trust. The payments made may also relate to claims made in earlier financial years. In 2017-2018, more than £24 million was forked out following 140 successful claims. Norwich's biggest hospital, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, has seen the cost fall from more than £8 million over 49 clinical negligence claims to £1.3 million for 41 successful claims. The James Paget University Hospital in Gorston saw payouts fall the most, down from £10 million in 2017-18 to £2.9 million in 2018-19. Julia Hunt, Director of Nursing at the hospital, said, "Figures for each year can fluctuate as cases may take different lengths of time to reach resolution. We always aim to deliver safe and compassionate patient care, and, as such, we take all possible steps to minimise the occurrence of incidents that might result in a claim." The biggest spender was the West Suffolk Hospital in Bury St Edmunds, which had a bill of £9.1 million for 19 clinical negligence claims in 2018 and 19. Dawn Collins, Deputy Chief Nurse, said, "Unfortunately, there are times when things do go wrong. We want to learn to do better, share that learning across the trust, and make improvements wherever we can.